This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. It is 8:35, Wednesday, the 18th of January. And in half an hour, we have the opening bell where we check in on how Bursa Malaysia begins the trading day. But before that, let's talk about retreats, because on Sunday, Prime Minister Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim and his cabinet had a one-day working retreat aimed at strengthening cooperation and unity among the ministers. Apart from that, they also work on setting their respective KPIs for each ministry.
In the corporate world, management retreats are seen as a getaway for employees with the aim of facilitating bonding and corporate planning in a relaxed environment. In addition to boosting morale, a corporate retreat enables co-workers to have a better understanding of who they work with and how their team members think they claim.
While this retreat for cabinet ministers took place in Putrajaya and was only for a day, could such activities be effective in better cross-ministerial cooperations and communications, or are such exercises more show than substance?
For more on this, we have on the line with us Indira Nair. She's a communications coach, and prior to this, she was chief talent officer with Ogilvy PR Asia Pacific. Good morning, Indy. Always good to speak to you. Now, first off, are management retreats a waste of time, or do they actually bring actionable results?
Good morning, Xiaoning. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Indy.
Okay, that's great. Well, you know, I think in 2023, we've just finished a lot of pandemic isolation. So there's been a lot of changes out there in the environment. But even before the pandemic, when I was involved in retreats for many years, I used to come out of it, whether it was for clients or whether it was for organizations that I worked for. I used to come out of it and think, does this really work? You know, we talk about setting goals or KPIs and all of that. It's an artificial environment. So, you know, I sit down and I think about it and I think, so what was the purpose? And they talk about building bonds and all of that. Really? In a one-day retreat? Like I look at the government retreat and I think about it and they say it's about building consensus and solidarity. It's great because it's a unity government. It's not just one party. But just having 10 attendees, 10 cabinet ministers, is that enough? Is that going to trickle down? And will we hear about the KPIs that was set? Because we, the public, would like to know too.
But, you know, just bringing back to the corporate story, right? I mean, Malaysian corporates are just so infatuated with these retreats, aren't they? I mean, they love the buffet spreads. They really love the ugly PowerPoint slides presented by internal teams that were done hastily. Is there really any value whatsoever if it was constructed well?
Yeah, I think if it is constructed well, okay, let's look at, I do think in the past, definitely for me, the buffets and those 120 per presentation PowerPoint slides, they were just killing. In today's environment, we've just finished pandemic isolation. Teams have not really been working together face to face. A lot of it is digital. So if you were doing a retreat, then you want to think, you want to start off by thinking, so why? Why are we doing this retreat? Oh, okay, to set KPIs. Why? Why do we need to set KPIs? So that whole questioning process, why, to get to the heart of the matter, why are we doing this, is very important. So if it is about getting people to build bonds and build consensus, then should we have a larger team involved? And if we can't, are we starting off with a small team? And are we then planning what that trickle-down effect is going to be? How will we make that happen? So once we have been very clear about the why, then we need to think about who will attend the retreat. So that who will also then come back to the why. If this is the group, will this group be able to make the why come alive? Then it's about structuring and where will we hold it and all of that.
Indeed, but with the culture of work from home or remotely catching up, what kind of value can be brought with this senior management being actually physically present there to set the direction?
Well, the senior management themselves have not been connecting face-to-face. So, you know, having cross-divisional kind of interactions and all of that is important. But, you know, Sim, I will still come back to, is that the best way to make things happen is the question I have. Because you're doing a retreat to try and achieve something. So can it be achieved through a much more shorter and sharper but very regular kind of meetups instead of these lengthy 8 hours, 4 hour kind of retreats?
Yeah.
Is there a better way to do it? I would still come back to that question.
So, Indy, when is it really necessary to then have a retreat? You know, it sounds like it should be always this constant communication with the team. But at what point does it really make sense? You know, is it when let's say a firm has a crisis or when there's a issue of uncertain objective?
I think, you know, when there is a merger and there's an acquisition and there's two different cultures coming together, then having a series of retreats is important. Hmm. Because you need to take everybody out of your daily kind of environment and get everybody together. But again, just having the management meet up as a retreat, I don't think that's effective. So, you know, if the company is changing direction, if the company has decided we are going to go a different way, or like in this current environment, maybe the company wants to instill a culture of everyone being, you know, look out for the opportunities that's there in the market. Because then, you know, I do feel sometimes management is so far away from reality. So do they see opportunities that are happening on the ground? Do they even know these things are happening? So identifying maybe at a cross level, depending on the size of the company, putting everybody together and saying, okay, this is what we need to achieve. This is why we're doing it. Getting them together and making sure everybody is aligned, and then doing regular, like, you know, a review, refine session every 2 months. So having one retreat once a year and, okay, we're done, bye-bye, it's not good enough. Mm.
But it's the big problem, isn't it? In most retreats in corporate settings, it's just a bunch of senior guys in management just talking among themselves, right? Which, you know, does have that risk of groupthink and perhaps devoid of reality, as you mentioned just now. You know, how does the composition, if these retreats are valuable, need to reflect that or change?
Well, I think it's very, very critical to actually think about who attends this retreat, and it comes back to the why. So if the why is about we need the company to be more opportunity driven, because setting a goal in this current environment and saying 3 years time, 5 years time, not even 3 or 5 years, let alone in the next 12 months, because a lot of changes are going to be taking place. So if the whole goal is to be, we need to be opportunity driven, then we need to take a step back and say, who exactly do we need to get involved to be our eyes and ears for opportunities? And the composition has to be done on that basis, not just about management. But the other point I will make about retreats is that if the why is very clear and the retreat is being done, then it must be a safe environment. If people criticize, if they question, if they want to debate certain things, they should not be punished, or they should not be looked upon as rebels and, you know, oh, they're not players, they're not, you know, they're not like-minded. It's important to set a safe environment.
And indeed, I'd like to get some of your thoughts on KPI setting, and we live in a very fluid and changing environment. So should KPIs be actually adjusted to reflect this?
I think in this current environment, my view is KPIs need to be fluid. So, you know, you need an overall kind of goal And based on that overall goal, we need to have these kind of KPIs. But more importantly, whether the team is agile, whether they're flexible, and are they working together, not just within their divisions, but interdivisions? Is that collaboration and cooperation happening? All those things must also come into play. It's not just as simple as saying the culture of the organization. I always worry about words like culture and professionalism when they come into KPIs, because what does professionalism look like? What is it? What are the specific actions that need to be pegged to behave like a professional, or, you know, a culture, be part of the culture? Or what does culture look like? What exactly do you mean by that? So the KPIs must be as specific as possible, but there must be room for it to be flexible.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. That was Indy Nairishi's communications coach telling us why retreats sometimes are necessary, especially when you're going through, let's say, a merger and acquisition, and there's a, and you're trying to blend two company cultures into one, or if there is something significant. But that's the question true. Is, you need to be very clear as to why you're doing this retreat.
Yeah, the purpose is, I think, essential. It's easier when there's a big seismic restructuring taking place, or reorganization, or you have a clear idea that you want to tap a specific opportunity or restructure or change your culture. I guess the intentions are very clear. But she made a very interesting point also about the fact that the people you bring into the retreat are just as important as the intention.
Because they're going to make the why happen, right?
Yeah.
And you bring the wrong people in, then it's an exercise in futility, and all you've really done is force people to go away for a few days.
Just gain calories, right? Eating all that rice.
Yeah,
I guess for me, sometimes I feel the retreats, it's really about exhausting the budget or the allocation given. Personally, I found most of my retreats are offsite at the bank. It didn't really add value to me personally. I mean, it was fun working as a team and outdoing each other in games, but I feel there has to be some deeper connection, some alternative training methods to really show that we are working towards a common goal. But I did find also the retreats, they did reveal the character of some of my teammates.
Oh, this is interesting. We're looking forward to seeing how you behave at the next BFM retreat.
Yes, we could do a morning run retreat.
Yes, we could. We could and we should. I need to think of the why and maybe not, and also the who. Who's going to be left out?
We'll just go straight to the buffet.
But up next, we're going to be having a preview of Bank Negara's MPC meeting later with analysis from Abdul Muiz Mohalim, economist at MIDF Research. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.